What's good, y'all?
We are Robin and Danny.
Or Danny and Robin.
And this is Two Black Girls Talking.
Welcome, guys, to our very first podcast. I'm Danny.
And I'm Robin. We just want to thank you so much for joining us for our inaugural episode of
Two Black Girls Talking. So for today's episode, we are going to be talking about how comfortable is too comfortable. And then following that up with, would you pimp your spouse out for $80 million?
However, before we get into the good and juicy stuff, we're going to give you guys a brief update on what's going on in our lives. So, again, this is Robin speaking. I'm currently in the process of relocating as I just finished my degree in...
My bachelor's
degree in communications and political science from the good old University of Central Florida. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And I am moving back home with my parents because I don't have a job. But I'm working on it. Working on it is my job right now. So hopefully that doesn't last too long. And that's literally all I got. So over to you, Danny. What's going on?
So I am not attending like a super fancy university like Miss Robin here, but I am toughing it out at Valencia Community College, where it is currently finals week for summer classes. And I'm not saying that I'm stressed, but I might be behind 12 assignments on one class. I have a final paper due in two days. And then I also have a presentation that I have to prepare for another class. So, you know, later on, me and Robert are going to kind of divide and conquer my assignments so that, you know, I can pass and, you know, get through my degree without having any more delays, because it's not like I've been working on it since 2014, but who's counting?
It is a marathon, not a sprint, and we really appreciate you taking time away from doing something that could better your entire life to make this podcast for me, you, possibly our mothers. And maybe my boyfriend, I'll probably make him listen to it.
I mean, we'll eventually get more listeners. But yes, mother, thank you for being here. Hi, mom.
Hey, mom.
Maybe dad.
Oh, please not dad.
But we'll go ahead and jump into today's topics right after this short break.
All right, so today's first topic or question that I would like to present to you guys is, how comfortable is too comfortable in your relationships, be them romantic, platonic, your man, your friend, strangers on the street, or whatever the situation may be?
And we kind of started this conversation because I work from home. So I came out and, well, Robin's been staying with us in the mix of her relocating back home. So I came out of my office to come get something to drink, and Robin, my fiance, and my son were all laid up on the couch together watching TV. And I was just like, aw, you guys are so cute. Proceeded to get my drink and then went back into the room. So after I got off later that night, me and Robert were talking, and we're just like, most people like would have an issue if they were to come out of their room and see their best friend, their boyfriend, and their kid like kind of like laying up together on the couch. And now when I say laying up together, I don't mean like they were all like interlocked with each other, or like, I don't even know, like there wasn't no like laying on each other kind
of
thing.
I'm not sitting in this dude's lap, because that's too much. Yeah, regardless of the situation,
that would be the too comfortable. But it was more like she was laying on the left side of the couch, he was like in the middle, and then my son was on the right side, and like all their heads were touching kind of thing. And like because I'm so secure in me and Mike's relationship, and because I trust my best friend literally with my life, my kids' lives, everything under the sun, I had absolutely no problem with like seeing them all laying up on the couch together, watching TV, bonding as a family. But people who aren't so secure in their relationships, or just even, you know, have trust issues, would probably have walked out and had like felt some type of way about it, and like probably maybe even would have like put a little riff in their relationship, like the rest of the day would have been awkward or whatever. And I feel like the too comfortable line would have been like if I came out there and she was like laying on his chest or something. That would be a too comfortable. Like, you're way too... No, you need to relax a little bit, move your ass off my man, before you have to catch these hands.
Well, luckily, our taste in men is completely different.
Completely.
It's just not for me, sis, point blank, period. But just, I don't know, I also feel like some of the context is, because I met you through an ex, and I think I met Mike before I met you.
You did.
Actually. So, and at this point, we've been friends for about 4 years.
Something like that.
So, I think because we've been friends for so long, and I know that I can trust you with anything, like, it is what it is. Like, that's also, like, my brother. Like, there's just no sexual feelings there at all. Like, you were describing that, and my whole body was like, why the fuck would we even do that? Ew, I can't. But, like... taking it from a standpoint that's not even just for romantic relationships, because of course it's really easy to say something is too much if, like, that's my guy, that's my chick, like, why are you doing all this extra? But there are people, they're like, I used to work for a restaurant, and let's just say they're known for selling barrels of crackers, whatever. And there was this one girl, and every time she would see me, I would get my hair done. She'd come back, oh my god, it looks so cute, and just, like, lovingly run her fingers through it. And I'm just like,
that's not okay.
But why? I don't know you. Like, we're cool at work. If I see you in the street, though, like, I don't know you. We're not touching. We're not making eye contact. I'm not even saying hello. I don't know you like that. Why do you feel the need to come and pet me? Like, I am not an animal. My guy does not even touch my hair without my permission because he knows this was expensive. Also, I'm not sure if these tracks are secure. So ask first. So if he can't touch me without asking,
what makes you think you can?
Why are you touching me?
And then even like when I was pregnant with my first kid, like my belly, as soon as it became big enough to be noticeable, for whatever reason, at that point became public property. It's just like random ass people would just come up to me and like touch my stomach and then like put their hand on my shoulder or like on my back, and they just like look at me like, how far are you? Oh my gosh, you're so pretty, your belly's so round, you're glowing. And I'm just like, get your hands off me before this glowing face headbutts you. Like, move. I don't know you. Why are you touching me?
I also think it's a regional thing. So like, I'm moving from the South or the South Midwest, and everybody is just so, hey, I've had entire conversations with strangers as I'm just like, they held the door open for me. And it's so weird coming from like Florida, especially down south, like south Florida,
where nobody talks to
me. No, don't look me in my eye. Don't talk to me. You will start a fight. You can start a gang war if you just look at someone for too long. Because we call that east. Like, why are you easting me like that? Like, why are you looking at me?
Why are you what?
Easting. Why are you easting me like that?
Spell it.
Don't make me. ISSA, but Easton's, I guess, ISSIEN.
I didn't need you to actually say
that. Well, you said it, so I tried. So it's like, it's just that unbridled direct eye contact. And just that over there, they're just so very friendly and touchy. And like, I don't know you. And then our generation, like, we don't make our own doctor's appointments. If we can make them online, that's it. If not, orange juice and Benadryl, hope you feel better. And we just don't talk or touch people.
And this is also a generation that walks around with headphones in their ears, whether there's something playing in it or not, just so we do not have to have social interaction.
Please.
So, like, you can imagine a generation like that with unwanted physical contact. Like, what?
Go somewhere.
Stop it.
Everyone's too comfortable.
That's it. The answer to the question is everyone.
Whatever comfort level you were at.
It's too much.
Reel it on it.
It's too much. Just stop what you're doing right now. Rewind. Back it up. Like, barrier. You know what? But that's what we need to do. Don't worry about a wall between the United States and Mexico. We just need to walk around with personal walls.
Between me and like, oh my God, like, don't call me. Text me. Don't call me unless someone is dying because I am scared. I don't know what happened. We need to, unless we already talk like that on the daily, don't call me.
That's what I always assume too. If you try to FaceTime me, I think something's wrong. If you try to call me, especially if you call me more than once, I know something's wrong.
Oh, especially if it's my mom. Mom, stop doing that. Text me first. Don't just call and then keep on. It's like, oh, nothing. I saw a funny program on TV. Wanted you to know about it.
or like with my mom, she sometimes will have like issues logging into something and she needs my help. So she'll call me, don't answer. If I see the phone ring again, I don't care if I'm on the phone at my job. I'm hanging up to see what's wrong because at that point, I'm assuming that there's a problem. And it just, we are getting like super off topic.
That's fine. That's fine. Moral of the story is like, just respect people's boundaries. But in addition to that, don't call me, text me. Don't show up at my house unannounced. Don't ring my doorbell like I'm supposed to answer. Like, I need to know you're coming. One, I need to put on pants.
Well, I mean, I guess that still falls in the category of, like, how comfortable is too comfortable. Like, how you said, just showing up at people's houses. Like, if you are one of my best friends, you got a key to my place.
I was like, I did used to have a key to your apartment. So, like, you are more than welcome to, like, if you are not in a circle of about four people, which is my parents, and then you and the kids. Okay, I guess that's... I guess your man. Okay, fine. There's five people. And y'all can show up unannounced. Other than that, like, don't come... And if you come to my house, don't open my refrigerator without asking me. No, don't touch my TV. Oh, damn, I'm stingy as hell.
See, but I'm kind of the opposite. So, like, if I want people to have a certain comfort level with me, to, like, if you come in my house, just know anything here is free reign, so you just don't go in my room. That's about it. But, like... If you want something out of the fridge, go get it. You want something on the counter, go get it. You want a drink of water, go get it.
Don't eat that.
I mean, if you see a plate that's in one of those like containers, that you should ask, is this okay for me to eat? But like, if you, there's a yogurt in there, have at it.
No, get a snack before you pop up at my house. If you are not family or someone that I have adopted as my family, you need to stop at Wawa, Burger King, whatever. Pick something up. Especially the first time you visit, eat before you get here.
See, but that's so weird for me. I think I get it from my mom then. Because, like, with my mom, like, she wants everybody to be comfortable enough in her house to where, like, you literally, like, if you want something, go get it. Because if you ask her for it, she's going to tell you no just because you asked. But like, no, starve.
I'm broke. So I'm probably starving anyway. We need to go to your house so we can both eat.
There.
Like, that's the answer.
That's legit. Because, like, Mike...
You've called him that this entire episode.
I have?
Yes.
Oh, well. So, Mike! So, like, when Mike first started coming over to the house, like, he would always ask my mom, like, hey, can I get something to drink? Or, hey, can I get some of that stuff that you just cooked? Or, hey, can I grab a bag of chips? And she eventually just started saying no. And he would just look at her like, wait, really? And she was like, no, Michael, you need to starve. You come into my house and you don't eat nothing. You thirsty? Too bad.
Sip on that saliva.
So, like, that's maybe that's what I'm thinking. Like, when you come over, I want you to feel comfortable. But then, to a point that you made, I do need you. Like, if you're not one of them people with a key, I need you to tell me you coming over before you just pop up at my doorstep. Because if I wasn't expecting nothing, you just going to be standing out there.
So the moral of the story is, pop up on Danny, not Robin. Danny is friendly and Robin is not. Danny might open the door. You're going to be outside at Robin's house. I'm going to see you through the window and I'm still not going to answer.
But let us know what you guys feel is too comfortable when it comes to like a relationship. Like, if you're in a relationship with your dude and he just randomly comes up and starts, I don't even know, because we all about like comfort in here. We literally have conversations while he's sitting on the toilet. Dang. Like,
oh,
until he gotta get up and wipe, I'm right there, because that I can't see that. It just looked nasty.
With my ex, the psychotic one, we were very like open door. We would wipe in front of each other and everything. But with Jesus, we still close the door and lock it.
Oh, damn. Y'all lock it?
Yeah. Because I don't want you to forget I'm in here and then pop up in this hole. Like, nah. So.
Oh, damn.
Which is weird because we shower together. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, no. And, like, he's peed, like, used the toilet while I was in the shower. But I don't know.
You know what? That's just, like, when you go, like, on your first date. Like, how long do you wait until you fart in front of your, like...
I still have not farted in front of him.
And how long have y'all been together?
About 7 going on 8 months.
That's... You're doing the most.
But he has farted in front of me. I just... No. I don't trust it. What if it's a shit?
I feel like you should know your own asshole enough to know what's coming out of it. But, like, you guys have been together... we're just gonna round that shit up to a year.
Yeah, damn near.
And you can't fart in front of him?
It's just my body will not let it happen because my brain is like, once that happens, everything is open.
So when y'all, when you have to, do you just like clench your cheeks until you're not together anymore? Do you just excuse yourself to the bathroom?
I excuse myself to the bathroom, or I'll be like, hey, babe. Like, if we're out, babe, oh my gosh, I totally, can you go get me a cookie? I really want a cookie. And because he wants me to be happy, he'll go get me a cookie. And then I just unleash. Let it rip. I crop dust everyone around me. And then he's like, oh my God, what's that smell? I think that lady over there just farted. We should go. And I'm pretty sure he knows it was me at this point, but that's a fun game we play with each other. Whose bodily function was that?
I can't understand that at all. Me and Mike have been together for...
It's damn near a decade. At one point, you didn't fart in front of him, but you're just so far removed from it.
I was like, me and my dude have been together for basically, we'll just say 10 years at this point, and I'll pick his nose, goddammit. Like...
I have started getting stuff out of his ear, and he was very resistant at first, and now he's like, will it make you happy? Yes, because the flake in your ear is bothering me, so can I just get
How can you see it?
What do you mean, how can I see it?
He's white.
Damn. The flake is still a different color than his skin.
But skin flakes are usually white.
Okay, yeah, but you have to remember that, like, he's not actually, like, he's white, but he's not, like, translucent or the color of paper. So, and then also, so, like, you can't see the blood running through your ears because we are brown. But you can see it. So, his ears are kind of, like, a pale pink. Also because he's always laughing or nervous around me. So, parts of him are just always pink. And then he has these blue veins running through them, and then you just see it.
Hold on.
Yes, what's up?
Y'all are 8 months in, and he's still nervous around?
I am always nervous around him, though.
What is wrong with you new people? Ugh, it's disgusting.
I'm sorry that you don't get all the jitters anymore, but like,
no, I mean, I'm not gonna say like I don't get nervous around Mike, because like when he starts kissing my neck, I'm just like,
I don't think that's like, nervous. I think that's horny. Those are two completely different emotions.
No, it's almost to the point where I'm just like, no, we can't do this. No, I'm too scared. Like, I
you have really two kids. And what are you afraid of? A third one?
Yes. Absolutely. Freaking yes. If I found out I was pregnant today, I don't know how long I would have to get bereavement from work because my soul died. Okay.
We were supposed to be ending this segment like 7 minutes ago.
We were, but you know what?
Anyway, goes on. So if you have any other comments, questions, or concerns about our mental health, what meds we're on, none, which is why we're so weird. Or just any comments about that segment, you let us know. But until then, we're going to take a brief break.
Intermission.
Damn. Whatever it's called. And we'll be right back with you.
All right, guys. We're back. So our next topic up for discussion is, would you pimp your spouse out for $80 million? And we got this idea from a TV show that Robin watches.
All right, so the show is called What If. It's on Netflix. It's a great show. You should watch it if you don't have a Netflix account. That's real unfortunate. You can go ahead and DM me for my password, and maybe I'll bless you with it, but probably not because they just rose the price on that again. Anyways, the premise of the show is there is a couple, and the wife in the couple is trying to found a biotech company. Everyone's turning her down. So this one woman comes out of the blue and says, hey, I'll go ahead and I'll finance your company to the tune of $80 million. However, I do need one night alone with your husband. And we're going to do whatever I want, but you can't ask any questions. You can't know anything about it. And if you do ask questions and he answers those questions for you, you will forfeit ownership of your company, forfeit the $80 million. And now you're back at square one, but you're more broke than before.
And while they were watching this show, so this was the show that they were watching while they were laid up on the couch. And when I got off from work that day, I think I was on my lunch break. Yeah, I was on my lunch break. And Mike was like, babe, would you let somebody have sex with me for $80 million? And I might have answered a little bit quicker than he would have liked, but I was just like, yeah.
There was zero hesitation. It was a very firm hell yes.
Because, like, oh, I'm like, it's one time with this person, and they're going to give us $80 million for you to dick them down, and then we could use that $80 million to fund the rest of our lives where we can be happy together, go on vacations, pay for the kids' college, like buy whatever car you want this week. Like we can open up your gym. Like I could further finance my own company, like my store, get that going even further. And it's just like all for one night alone with somebody. I'm perfectly fine with that. But his point to it was he has morals, I guess. And and he was just like, but you know, with stuff like that, there's always a catch. It's never gonna just be that one night. It's gonna stem into other things. Like you're gonna have emotional issues after it, and there's gonna be like psychological barriers now within our relationship because you're gonna wanna know what happened and I can't tell you and blah, 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 blah. Because now in the story, like she just says, I get one night alone with him. There's no specification on what actually happens. They literally could have been sitting in their room playing chess all night.
But we just assume it's sex because what else is a billionaire woman going to want with your man?
Exactly. Like, what did you want with our broke asses? Like, I just, yeah. Like, so like a normal person would assume that it would be sex being had. And now, me just being me, I'm going to assume the worst. But unless I have hard evidence and facts, I can't be mad about something that I don't know happened. So I think that's my mentality behind it, is I actually don't know what happened. You guys really probably, she's probably doing this as a mind game to just mess with us as a couple. And y'all really did just sit in that room and stare at each other all night. Or like y'all were peeling potatoes. I don't know.
Who the fuck is paying $80 million to have a potato peeling partner?
See, but I don't even think it was about the money. I think in that sense, it would be more of the enjoyment of watching a couple self-destruct.
Which is actually entirely what the show is. You guys really have to watch it. It's pretty, really good. Pretty, really good. That sounds stupid. Anyway.
But I think that would be it. And that's why I would not have a problem with it, because I don't know what's going on. You're giving us $80 million and we're still going to be together after it happened. It's not like you said, I get to have a night with him alone and then y'all can't see each other again anymore. Like,
I don't know. In terms of the psychological barriers, for $80 million, we can get you all the therapy you want. You can have 15 therapists on call and see who makes you feel the best. That's what we could do for you.
We could shut down the whole facility and just had a whole building to ourselves for $80 million.
I also feel like, not to sound like a gold digger, and not to say that people are transactional.
That probably is about to be a gold digger ass statement. I'm just saying.
Damn it. There's literally no way to revise a statement. I mean, just, I think because I am so broke right now, and $80 million is just like a inconceivably large number for me.
This is what I said to my dude. I was like, hey,
would you pimp me out for $80 million? And he said a firm hell no. This is mine and no one else can have it. Mine. And I'm like, that is so sweet. I would pimp you out for $80 million. I would pimp you out for $1 million. Honestly, $80,000, I'm still cool with it. I don't think we should discuss how low I'm willing to go. I would pimp myself out for $20 and a hot pizza. It's got to be a large pizza from Papa John's, light sauce, heavy cheese. But
basic bitch.
Fight me. like, I would still do that. I guess part of that's because I know where I stand with myself. And, like, dick is dick. It don't really do. It can only do so much. Like, I'm not finna leave you and everything we have invested because I had one night with some dick. Now, if I had one night with some dick and that dick gave me $80 million, I see why you would be hesitant. Because if he can give me $80 million, that means he got at least $80 million more. And I might be tempted to go over there. But because I love you, I'm gonna take this one set of $80 million and just be happy.
With you.
With you. We could do it together. But then we also was just thinking, like, I don't know, I'd rather you do that because people be out here fucking for free.
I mean, and also in the sense of like, okay, so like I reversed the question. I was like, well, would you let somebody fuck me for $80 million? And same thing. He was like, no. And basically had the same like argument behind it. You're mine. Only me can touch this. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, if somebody came up to you right now and knocked on our door and said, I'll give you $80 million right now, cold hard cash, if you let me tap that. And you fix your lips to say no, I'm gonna punch you in the mouth. We gonna have to fight.
No, this is what would happen, right? They would have walked in, and if I was there, I would instinctively just tackle him to the floor. Just do a Rapunzel, smack him with a fry pan. No, just we can pay the hospital bill later, but this is for the team. We are doing this for the team.
Do we sound like hoes? Because
a little bit.
No, we sound like hoes, but it's $80 million okay, for what, one night. It's like, I don't see, I'm sorry.
What number is too low?
This can't happen for anything less than $50 million. Like, there has to be some millions involved. I know your number's a lot lower. Shit.
But for $50 million, for anything over $10
million. For a crisp $20 bill.
Look, for anything over $10 million, you can have me. You can have my guy. Where you want us at? Where do we need to meet? I'll bring y'all snacks. You ring a little bell, come with the Powerade, you good, pat your head with a little towel.
I'm about to say, does anybody need refreshments?
For real, I'll give him a pep talk. Hey, you better put that hip up in there. You better do something. Okay, she's spending good money for this. Now, if we get it down to like a solid million,
no.
I won't give you him. You can have me though. Like, that's fine. You can take me for $1 million. And then he and I can argue about it later. But just of my
own. But we will be happily arguing with $1 million.
Like, that's fine. And I think. I feel like I do need at least the. No, I don't. Let me not lie. $50,000, you can still have me. I won't give him up for anything less than the solid $1 million. Even though you probably. Like, you couldn't have a full night with anonymity. Like, I'm gonna need to know what's going on for $1 million.
And a what?
Anonymity.
Define.
Anonymously.
Okay.
There you go. So you wouldn't be able to just do whatever you want with him for $1 million. I'm going to need to know. Probably have some cameras in there. Because I'm going to be like, hey, don't damage that. Because I need that when you're done. Like, relax. But for 80 mil, go ahead. Do what you want.
Okay.
Don't hurt him. But.
I was about to say, if the literal, like, guidelines to it were, I get him alone for one night. And you just can't know what happened in that night. And I'm going to give y'all $80 million. I'm sorry. My answer is take him. What time do you need me to drop him off? Does he need a change of clothes?
Does he need snacks?
Do I need to bring the snacks? He likes Powerade, the blue one.
It's like, are you providing lunch or am I? I just want to be prepared. Also, I'm going to probably give you a phone number to, like, at least one of my friends. Because I would like them to also get in on this financial opportunity.
You just let me know what time he needs to be picked up by. Are there any late fees or charges if I come a little late? If I arrive an hour early and wait in the parking lot, is that okay?
I just want you to know he does have a small shellfish allergy, but that's it. And honestly, I sent him with some Benadryl. That should be enough to keep it down. But again, no bodily harm. Please don't kill him.
But then he's allergic to dog hair and dust. So just make sure the place is clean and all your pets are put away. But other than that, you guys should be fine. His emergency contact list is ... If you have any questions or concerns, just reach out to me. Out. It's okay.
It's been a pleasure doing business with you. Please shop again. Today.
Just a question though. Is this 80? Are we doing cash? Is it like a wire transfer?
It was an automatic wire transfer. And then actually, upon signing the contract, she got 25% of that up front. The rest of it to be delivered upon completion of the evening. You get it all.
I just. Damn. I'm sorry. I don't. I want to. I feel like I should have more morals
for
in
what?
This situation.
You
but like.
So you gonna have morals and be broke?
But what my thing is just like, I just keep thinking about like what me and him could do with that money. Like, not even if we. Even if we had $80 million, if someone offers us a free, I don't gotta work for it, $80 million to just spend a night with you, like. We can now have $160 million.
Have him. Have me. What do you want? What do you need?
Like, just let me know. Send me an itemized list. And there I would take
like,
care
I
of
wouldn't
it.
Pimp out my parents. That's too much.
Okay, yeah,
that's
no.
Their relationship, and I have no control over that.
And if you ask me about my kids, I'm gonna kill you. Yeah. Like, but, on sight, you're dead.
But strictly speaking, me and my guy is fine. It's okay. There are celebrities I would fuck for free. There are non-famous people I would still fuck for free. So it's fine. It's fine. Nah, people out here getting Ubers to their dick appointments and he don't even pay for it. Get that $80 million.
I just, I don't know. I feel like I should have a different standpoint on this. Especially as a woman. Like, even if the roles were reversed, I feel like as a woman, I should say, like, no. That's not okay. I am not a whore.
Hashtag feminism. But also being a good feminist accepts that if you are sexually liberated and that's what you want to do, hot girl summer, baby. Go get there. Go do that. But I think it's also different because I guess the word spouse implies that they are married versus just like I'm just dating him. So in a sense, he's kind of temporary as it is until we take that next step to get married. You and your dude are engaged. So,
and we got two kids. I mean, if Florida recognized common law marriages, we would be married. But like, even then, it's $80 million. I'm sorry.
I feel like if we were rich, it would be different. I feel like I feel like it would, because $80 million right now is like, think of the shit you could do with your life for $80 million, right? But if you were like already a millionaire,
see, but okay, so I own my own skincare company. If I became rich off of that, and I'm making, we'll just say, even $10 million a year, just throwing out a random ass number. If somebody still walked up to me and was just like, I'll give you another $80 million just for, I'm still gonna say yes.
Look, I was really trying to clean it up for us, but the moral of the story is, if you offer me $80 million regardless of the circumstances, if you just want it so you can sleep with my dude, as long as he says okay, then.
But like, okay, at least in your scenario, your defense is because you're broke. You don't have the experience of having that much money, and the thought of it is exciting. For me, I don't care if we're rich or poor. Like, I don't care if we're rich, if we're poor. If somebody's about to slide me 80 mil for you to just spend the night with them. And again, we don't know what is happening. We all are assuming sex. Just
play Yahtzee.
But y'all really could be in there playing Jumbo Jenga. I don't know.
That is a lot of money to pay for a friend just so you could play Jumbo Jenga with someone.
I have no idea what is happening in that room, and I will never know. So how can I be upset about something that I can't confirm happened?
But that's the whole issue, is the not knowing part. Because like, okay, so case in point, when Psychopath and me were together, right?
Mm-hmm.
She, for y'all who don't know, I used to be with a girl, and she used to live with her mother and her ex-fiance in the same house. So sometimes she would stay at my apartment, sometimes she would go home. And I know there are nights when they didn't do anything, but I know there are nights when they did some shit, and it's the not knowing. That's the part that is all the anxiety, like, what are y'all doing? But even if you know, like, what can you do about it? And at least in that point, if that was the situation, I would have had $80 million. I was just broke and irritated and being cheated on. That's all that was happening. So... no, you're still right. I'd still do it. And there's nothing I can say that'll change that.
I must say, but even in that type of situation, it'd be a little different because, like, that was a startup relationship and that was an ongoing relationship. You made the choice to stay in that relationship
like
despite
a fucking
knowing,
idiot.
Despite knowing what was possibly happening, you decided to stay. No. In this situation, we are going to continue on our lives without any interruption again from this person. It is literally just that one night,
because any roadblocks that happen are mental roadblocks that y'all kind of put on yourselves.
Exactly. And at that point, that would be a discussion we could have, you know,
in therapy.
Exactly. In therapy. $80 million. We can discuss that with the world top therapist in couples and what is the word I'm looking for, rebuilding your relationship. I don't know what the technical term is.
Couples therapy,
sure. But like, we could use that 80 mil to finance that. But god damn it, I'm sorry, I don't find a justifiable reason for you not to do it.
Especially, not in this economy.
Paying $1,500 for a studio. But like, I can't find a justifiable reason for you to turn that down, especially with the fact that you have absolutely no idea what is actually happening.
So what I've learned is, one, Netflix makes some excellent original content, and I highly recommend everyone check it out. Two,
I really wish they would stop putting 10 episodes out at a time.
That's really fucking annoying. And it takes them a whole year to release another, you know what?
We're not going to talk about that. Okay. A whole other video.
So there's that. Two, we might need to speak to a religious leader of some sort to try to develop some morals? No? Fuck it, we're living our best life. Okay.
I was gonna say, I mean, I have morals, but that's...
I don't have a lot of them.
Apparently, my morals have a price tag. I'm just...
Apparently, I can be bought, and the price for me, $20 and a pizza, and then for you, it's $80 million. And I should really raise my price.
You really should.
You can get a pizza for free if you go to the right place.
I was about to say, if I order enough pizzas, I can slide you a free medium. It won't be the large, but I got you.
I already got a free large for Papa John's.
What did you do to get that pizza, Robin?
So anyways, go ahead and hit us up on all of our social media handles. That's going to be www.facebook.com/twoblackgirlstalking. And then add us on Twitter at @twoblackgirlstalking. Or fucking send a carrier pigeon somewhere. I don't know. And we'll catch up with you guys next time.
Hope you enjoyed the show.
Bye.